ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected brothers and elders, a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Dhunnun Misri rahmatullahi alayh, mentioned once a few causes of the degeneration of the Muslim ummah, the inhitat, the zawal. A few reasons he cited, a few causes he pointed out to us as to why the Muslim ummah was degenerating. Amongst them, the first one he mentions is deficiency in a'mal saliha. When there is a lack of a'mal saliha, then this is one cause for the degeneration of the Muslim ummah. My respected brothers and elders, in the whole Quran, from cover to cover if you read, we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned a'mal saliha many, many times in the Holy Quran. And in most times, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, immediately after Iman, Allah Ta'ala mentioned أَعْمَالِ صَالِحَا. So when we look at the ummah, then this lack or deficiency of أَعْمَالِ صَالِحَا, Hazrat Dhunnun Misri rahmatullahi alayhi has pointed out to us that this is something lacking in the Muslim ummah. In fact, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala was a master in Arabic. Gems used to flow out from their zuban. These were pious people. These were Ahlullah. When they used to speak, their speech used to affect those sitting nearby them. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا فُطَنَا طَلَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَخَافُوا الْفِتَنَا. That there are certain banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are very aqalmand, very wise, very sharp, very intelligent. Because they feared trials and tribulations, because they knew if they had to become so absorbed and so engrossed in the dunya, then they would be very remote and very far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they divorced themselves from the dunya. Talaqu dunya. They gave talaq to the dunya. This does not mean that they did not go out and earn a halal rozi. No. They earned a halal rozi. The difference between them and us is that we become so absorbed, so engrossed in the dunya, that wallah, we have no time for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not make that sacrifice that we're supposed to be making for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he's accompanied by Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, Ya ghulam, wa fi riwayatin ya ghulam. Oh youngster, should I not teach you some things that will benefit you? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, please do so. So he said, Ihfadillaha yahfazka. Ihfaz means hifazat, protect. Ihfazillah, protect Allah. Allah will protect you. What does this mean? Ihfazillah means protect the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Implement the teachings of Allah in your life. Bring a change in your life. Indulge in those things that will bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure and not his anger and not his wrath. Ihfazillah yahfazka. if you do this, Allah will protect you. Every one of us sitting here is worried about the election. Remember, if our tawakkul is in Allah, if our hearts are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have firm iman in Allah, if we have amali saliha in our lives, if our lives are according to the Quran and Hadith, there is nothing to fear. اِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ تَجِدْهُ تُجَاهَكَ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, اِحْفَظِ اللَّهَ, protect Allah's shariat. Allah will be in front of you. Whenever you require Allah, Allah's madad will come immediately. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِينْ بِاللَّهِ. When you seek madad, when you want assistance, ask Allah. Allah is the only one who can really assist you. Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala, he mentioned, أوصاني خليلي بأربعي كلمات. My Khalil, my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised me with four things. هُنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. These four advices are more beloved to me than the entire world and whatever it contains. قَالَ يَا أَبَا ذَرَّ. O Abu Dharr, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first one, O Abu Dharr, أَحْكِمِ السَّفِينَةِ فَإِنَّ الْبَحْرَ عَمِيقٌ. Make sure your ship is strong, because the sea is very deep. وَاسْتَكْثِرِ الزَّادِ. Make sure you have enough provisions. You must not run out of fuel on your journey. فَإِنَّ السَّفَرَ طَوِيلٌ. This journey is very, very long. وَخَفِّفِ الظَّهْرِ. Make sure you're not burdened. Your back must not be burdened with too much of weight. You must have no sins. فَإِنَّ الْعَقَبَةَ كَأُودٍ. Because the ascent, the climb is very difficult. وَأَخْلِصِ الْعَمَلِ. And your actions should be purely, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have ikhlas. فَإِنَّ النَّاقِدَ بَصِيرٌ. That Allah is watching all the time. You can never miss anything. Allah ta'ala, nothing can miss Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything Allah ta'ala has is well aware of. My respected brothers and elders, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, these gems came out of his zuban. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا فُطَنَا تَلَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَخَافُوا الْفِتَنَا نَظَرُوا فِيهَا فَلَمَّا عَلِمُوا أَنَّ لَيْسَتْ لِهَيِّنْ وَطَنَى. When they look into this world, they saw there was no real abode in this world, no real dwelling place, no place to stay forever and ever. جَعَلُوهَا لُجَّةً. They treated this entire dunya as a huge ocean. وَاتَّخَذُوا صَالِحَ الْأَعْمَالِ فِيهَا سُفُنَى. And they took أَعْمَالِ صَالِحَ as the ship to sail on the sea, to reach the ultimate abode, and that is the Akhirah. My brothers, these few advices I've mentioned, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala's advice, Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala's advice that was given to him by Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were Ahlullah, these were pious people, these were Sahaba Ikram. My brothers and elders, we tend to treat Ahlullah as something very light. We do not have real qadr and qeemat of buzrugs and Ahlullah and walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am quoting to you the statement of Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahmatullahi alayhi, a very great alim, a very great muhaddith, a very great buzruk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who passed away many years ago. Inda dhikri salihin tanzilu rahmah. This is not my statement. This is a statement of Sufyan ibn Uyayna. Ask the ulama ikram how great a status Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahmatullahi alayhi enjoyed. He says, when the mentioning of salihin are taken, or they are mentioned, their names, or their waqiyas, or the incidents are mentioned in any gathering, Allah's rahmat descends. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, such a great muhaddis, he was sleeping on his bed, he was very sick once. When the name of Ibrahim bin Tahman rahmatullahi alayhi was taken, another great wali of Allah, immediately he woke up, he got up, he sat erect on his bed, and he said, I cannot be reclining and be asleep when such a great wali's name is taken. I have got to show adab because his name is taken. Imagine what adab they must have shown when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name was taken. Imagine what respect they had when Allah Rabbul Izzat name was taken. My respected brothers and elders, we see that our condition today. Zahab as-salihun al-awwal fal-awwal. A hadith of Mishkat Sharif mentions very clearly, the pious will leave this world one after the other. Last week we received the news, Sheikh bin Baz rahmatullahi alayhi passed away in Saudi. A week before that, Hazrat Haji Farooq sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, thumma rahmatullahi alayhi. Where are we going to get walis like this, my brothers and elders? Such a great personality. Those who sat in his company, even for a second, wallah, you would have enjoyed some sakina, some peace. Gems used to come out of their bodies. Gems used to flow out from their zuban. Did they come into this country for any monetary gains, for any worldly pleasures, to look at our ocean or look at our seas? Even if they went to the seaside, wallah, I've seen Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahab, Damat Barakatuh, may Allah Ta'ala give him a long life. I saw him with my own eyes, even in our country, and even in England when we went to visit a dam. All of us were very smiling and looking at the dam. Hazrat was tearing. They did not look at the river, they did not just look at the dam, they looked at the Khaliq of the dam, the Khaliq of that river. My respected brothers and elders, these were Ahlullah. Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib has left this world. May Allah Ta'ala give him the highest position in Jannah. Dhahaba salihun al-awwal fal-awwal. One after the other, the pious will leave this world, my brothers and elders. The hadith says, these are not my words. وَتَبْقَى حُفَالَةٌ كَحُفَالَةِ الشَّعِيرِ أَوِ التَّمَرِ. Listen very attentively, brothers. Don't take the wrong meaning. Let me explain the whole hadith. The hadith says, dirt will remain, scum will remain, remains, like after the flood, debris will remain. Then the pious will go away, dirt will remain. Allah Ta'ala, لَا يُبَالِيهِمُ اللَّهُ بَالَةً. Allah will not make any parwa of such people. Allah will not look at these people with a glance of mercy even. Sharihin explain, commentators explain, ulama say, which type of people? Those who leave amal-e-saliha. There is no amal-e-saliha in their lives. That is why Dhunnur Misri rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that the first cause, the first reason for the inhitat, for the degeneration of the Muslim ummah is deficiency of amal-e-saliha. My brothers and elders, are we going to wait till maut comes to us? Are we going to wait till qiyamah? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala has mentioned, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَصْبَحَ وَهُوَ ضَيْفٌ. Every person when he wakes up in the morning is a mihman. وَمَالُهُ عَارِيَةٌ. And the goods that he possesses, it does not belong to him. He has taken, that's a loan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to him. وَالضَيْفُ مُرْتَحِلٌ. A visitor, how long is he going to stay in your house? For a day, 2 days, maybe 3 days, maybe a week. Then he has to leave. Like that, we all have to leave this world. وَالْعَارِيَةُ مُؤَدَّاتِ. That loan that we have received, we have to repay it. Although in this zamana today, Allah Ta'ala save us, people owe others many, many loans, and they have not still, although they have promised, they have not even paid, repaid those loans. My brothers and elders, the second point he mentions is obedience to shaitan. When a person obeys shaitan, when he follows the footsteps of shaitan, outwardly it may seem, we're not obeying shaitan. My brothers and elders, our actions, our eating, our sleeping, our drinking, our thinking, our ideologies, everything is exactly like how shaitan wants us to believe and wants us to carry on. And then he mentions the event of maut is treated very lightly, something very distant, very remote. You and I, when we wake up in the morning, let us be honest and true to ourselves. How many of us remember maut? And actually put this meme wauta in front of us, thinking that we are now going to pass away. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when he makes salam to his right hand side, he does not have the guarantee he'll make salam to his left hand side. So every one of us has to leave this world. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Therefore they have mentioned, kar le ab jo karna hai, aakhir maut hai. Do what we are expected to do. How long are we going to harbor malice and fight and have enmity and jealousy and break and disintegrate the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Only when some bala, when some afat, some musibat, some problem afflicts us, then we run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that the meaning of loyalty? وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا. Few verses of this nature are mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah ta'ala says, that when insan, when any musibat afflicts him, then he runs to me. فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيدٍ. Then he makes long, long du'as. My brothers, even this is ghanimat for us. At least then we'll remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But look what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trying to bring our attention to. Allah says, what about the times of prosperity, the times of enjoyment and happiness, the last elections, all the masjids, Yasin Sharif khatam. Every home there was Yasin Sharif. People made inaba to Allah. They turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People made tawbah over their sins. Bayans were given. What happened in the interim? Did we change our actions? Did we become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? My brothers and elders, Mawla Ahmad Sadiq Desai, Damat Barakatuh, may Allah Ta'ala release him. But remember, he is not like us. Allah Ta'ala has given him a very strong iman, a very strong taqwa. And the report that we see in the newspaper is not true. The report that we have received, inshallah, that he is in a good condition. My brothers and elders, this temporary taklif that he is experiencing is not zillat for him. Zillat of this dunya is nothing. Zillat of the akhirah is something to be worried about. A person can be disgraced in this world is nothing. But he must not be disgraced in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has quoted a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he mentioned a very beautiful statement which I like to share with all of you. And this is a message that we must have and always bring this in front of us. When Allah ta'ala loves a banda, when Allah has muhabbat for a person, Allah reveals to him the tricks, the ploys, the plans of his nafs. The sins of his nafs become evident and clear in front of him. When Allah wishes to disgrace a person, then Allah conceals his sins from his nafs. My brothers, this question is for us. How many of us are doing so many things, indulging in so many things, we do not realize that this is actually our nafs that has taken us to haram. These buzrugs, these walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they control their nafs, they control their desires. No person can sit back and relax and say, now I've controlled my nafs. No. Every second of their life, they are aware, they are very wary of the ploys of their nafs. My brothers and elders, this heart that we have, the hadith I have read before you, you may have heard it many, many times. But wallah, we do not know how long we are going to live. Nobody has a guarantee that next week I will hear another bayan. Maybe I'll change my life in the future. Maut is right on our doorstep. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala's call. Probably it was the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I cannot recall now. He has mentioned, وَالْمَوْتُ أَدْنَى مِنْ شِرَاكِ نَعْلِهِ. Maut is closer to a person than his shoelace on his shoe. أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً. There is a piece of flesh in the body. إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. When this piece of flesh becomes correct, when it is reformed, when it is looked after, then the entire body is reformed. And that body will now perform those a'mal which will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. And when this piece of flesh is corrupted, then the entire body will rot. Ala wa hiya al-qalb. Ala, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, aga ho jao. Beware that this is the heart. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi used to mention that al-qalbu kal-mir'at, the heart of a person is like a mirror. Idha tala maktuha, when the mirror is left outside in the sunshine for a very long period, exposed to very heavy conditions, the wind, a storm, the rays of the sun, for a couple of days it is left outside, or for a few weeks, or for a month, what will happen? This mirror will no more shine like how it used to shine before. It will become corroded, full of rust, full of dirt. It will become black. Like that is the condition of our heart. When we not make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we do not talk about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we do not sit in the company of the salihin, a very clear message, my brothers and elders, no matter what work we may be doing, as long as we do not sit by the salihin, my brothers and elders, then we know our condition, what will happen. Our heart will become corroded, full of dirt. And then he has given another example, kadaba, like an animal. If an animal is tamed, it is controlled, it is in the reins, or the reins of the animal is in the hands of the master, it will not break away, it will not escape. But the moment the animal is left loose, it will escape. Like that is the condition of our heart. All the time our heart should be in front of us. When you wake up in the morning, think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the day, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the night, our akabirin, our buzrugs, Allah ta'ala must give them jannatul firdaus. A simple prescription they have given us. Muraqaba of maut. Before you sleep, take hisab kitab of whatever you have done for that day. Stock taking we take in the shop, mashallah. We see how much goods we've got. Take stock of our amal. Before it is too late, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala's call, this is, I'm mentioning their names because by just merely taking the names also there is some barakah they will experience. And for those ulama ikram who have to check up, they can also always refer to these sayings of these buzrugs. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, I even forgot what I was saying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of changing our lives. He says, Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. That take hisab of yourselves before your hisab is taken. Before you have to go and account for your sin on the day of Qiyamah, where Allah ta'ala will take stock, or Allah ta'ala will take reckoning of every single deed you did. A person will say, Ma li hadha al-kitab, la yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. Every single sin, major and minor, everything is recorded. Not a single thing is left out. So he says, Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. That take check, take stock of your amal before Qiyamah. So like that, our awliya have mentioned that when we go to sleep at night, take stock of our amal for that day. Is there anything we did which is against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Make tawbah and istighfar for it immediately. Anything good we did, any good amal, then make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give you more tawfiq of making that amal more in your life. And ponder and imagine as if maut has come to you. Your ruh is being extracted. The malaika in front of you. Ghusl has been given to you. You are enshrouded with a kafan. And now you are being carried by the people. Your janazah has been performed. And now you are being lowered in that qabr all alone. Absolutely alone. In that dark qabr, you have to now answer munkar and nakir. This just reminds me a few advices that Hazrat Mullah Ahmad Sadiq Desai has sent from Bangladesh. I would like to just mention this to you because it deals with the topic of islah of our nafs, islah of our lives, reforming and changing our lives. Inni idha uti'tu raditu. Allah Ta'ala says, when I am obeyed, I become happy. Wa idha raditu baraktu. When I become happy, I give you barakat. Wa laysa li barakati muntaha. Allah says, there is no ending to my barakat. Wa idha usitu ghadibtu. When I am disobeyed, I become naraz. When I become naraz, then I send my curse upon you. So these nasihat have been sent, and he has quoted Shaqiq, Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi rahmatullahi alayhi, another very great buzrug. My brothers and elders, very unfortunate, we hear these people's name, we do not know whether he was a wali or not. Sometimes we do not know whether he was a sahabi or not. Ask about the cricket scores, the World Cup. Young children will fire away all the names. Allah Ta'ala save us. Who are we fooling? Are we not deceived by shaitan? Are we not deceived by this world? When are we going to change? This is the time, my brothers and elders, with a very heavy heart. Wallahi, I'm giving this whole bayan for my own islah. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned when he goes for Jummah namaz, then he thinks of those shortcomings in his own life, those sins that he is involved in, and then he gives a bayan for his own islah, not the islah of the people. Allah Ta'ala will make them benefit also. I'm not saying this, I'm not giving these advices for any particular person, I'm giving it but for myself. So Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that we have discovered five things in five acts. Each one is a bayan on its own. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Some in the future we'll mention each one on its own. I'll just go through them very quickly. He says barakat. The moment we hear barakat, everybody's ears goes quite high also. Barakat, how do you derive barakat and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By performing chash namaz. By performing chash namaz, approximately 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock during the day, 2 rakat namaz, and Allah Ta'ala will give you barakat. The noor in the qabr, light in the qabr. Every person makes dua that there must be noor in my qabr. So how does one derive this noor in the qabr? By performing tahajjud salah. My brothers and elders, illa mashallah. We do not know until a person passes away, then somebody say, mashallah, that he is to perform tahajjud namaz. But this is one sunnah generally. When we speak to people, then this is something that we have found, especially in our own lives, that this is lacking. This great sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is lacking in our lives. Sahaba ikram, the Quran mentions very clearly, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. They used to sleep very little in the night. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدَعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Their bodies, their limbs used to be kept away from their bed because they used to be engaged in supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of fear of Allah ta'ala's azab and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging Him for His mercy, having umid and hope in His mercy. So that person who performs tahajjud namaz, then noor will be in his qabr. His qabr will be illuminated, full of noor. And the third one, the answers to munkar and nakir. The sawal jawab that will take place in the qabr. That person who makes excessive recitation of Quran, who recites Quran Sharif abundantly, then inshallah his sawal jawab will be very easy for him. Every one of us is very scared. How are we going to answer Munkar and Nakir? Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi rahmatullahi alayhi. There are many, many other amal also that assist a person, but this is one thing he has mentioned, and that is excessive recitation of the Holy Quran. And then he has mentioned the shade of Allah Ta'ala's throne. The saya of Allah Ta'ala's throne, that shade is not like the shade of the dunya. That shade of the akhirah is something else. So how does one get that shade? One amal he has mentioned, and that is solitude. Khalwat. Spend some time during the day thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst we're all alone and no other person is there. And the fifth one he mentioned, inshallah we'll terminate here. If Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, some other time we'll continue with the bayan. The safe crossing of full sirat is by keeping roza and giving sadaqah. By keeping roza, nafil roza, and by giving sadaqah, the safe crossing of a person, inshallah a person will have a very safe and very smooth crossing on full sirat. So my brothers and elders, I've mentioned ذَهَبَ الصَّالِحُونَ الْأَوَّلْ فَالْأَوَّلْ. The pious people are leaving this world one after the other. If all of us treat ourselves as being the next person who is going to pass away, and if we make a very concerted effort to change our amal and to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make sincere tawbah and sincere repentance, we have heard many bayans on tawbah. I do not wish to take any more time. But just one effect of tawbah, probably I have mentioned it before, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that tawbah has such a great effect, such a great azar. It wipes out a person's sins completely, just like how we have to blow down a huge mountain with a small explosive. One tawbah a person makes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provided he fulfills the shara'it, the conditions of tawbah, and he's sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all his sins. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned, we are a dhaif, we are a guest in this world. وَالضَّيْفُ مُرْتَحِلٌ. We have to leave this world, and the goods that we possess does not belong to us. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heirs will enjoy it. My brothers and elders, the only thing that we will take in the qabr is amal salihah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of really changing our lives and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and take this few message or this few advices, this message home, and share it with our wives and our family. And let us not wait for more to overtake us or wait for qiyamah. Allah alone knows best when we are going to leave this world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.